This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Hey, it's Dan on Fun Kids, and I've actually waited years to say this. The Lego Movie 2 is finally out, and we've got one of the stars, Will Arnett, on the phone. Will, how are you?
I'm great, how are you?
Yeah, I'm very good. I cannot wait to test your Batman voice. I'm so excited. I've just seen the film, and I remember watching the first film. It was one of the first things I did for this radio station, in fact. And it feels so good to be back. How does it feel to step into Batman's cape again?
Yeah, it feels great. You know, it's been such a fun ride from the first film to the Lego Batman movie and now this. It's funny to think after all this time that it's been such a big part of my life, my kids' life. It's just really fun.
And we know that Batman does, we've seen him do some seriously crazy superhero stuff. But in this movie, he's mostly in love. Will, can you tell us a bit more about what's going on there?
Well, he's kind of unwittingly in love. I think that, you know, he gets, you know, Batman is approached by a new character in the film, and he's, you know, being told that there are designs on a marriage, and he rejects that outright, and he says, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And then when it's kind of taken away from him, he realizes that maybe he's in love. And it really kind of, that's something that's a new idea. We haven't seen Batman. We've seen Bruce Wayne before, but we've never seen Batman in this kind of situation. And it was really fun. You know, it was fun to play Batman at first as he dismisses this idea, and then later seeing him try to hold on and get in touch with his romantic side.
Well, here's what I always, you know, what kind of amazes me about a role like this is we've seen loads of different Batmans, and you've been doing Lego Batman for a few years now across a few movies. What is it like for you to, you know, without sounding too posh and fancy, to kind of grow with this character, but you're only using your voice? How does that work?
It's really fun. You know, one of the things that, you know, we got to be careful of in the first film was such a surprise to people, I think. And you're never going to recapture that sense of surprise. But our job is really to constantly tell new stories and hopefully capitalize on the things that we like about the movies and that we like about Batman and tell new stories in a way that still audiences can still appreciate. So finding new things that are funny and finding new situations and emotions for Batman is definitely a challenge, but one that is it's a really fun experience for me anyway. It feels really, really fun, and that I love playing this character, and I love that, you know, in this movie we get to see Batman struggling with falling in love, and especially, you know, while doing it with this very serious voice, it's quite funny.
It's not just the falling in love this time. I mean, Batman's been on loads of adventures, hasn't he? From the Lego movies to your own movies. How about the newest adventure that he's on? Where do you think that this ranks in all the different experiences and explorations and journeys of saving the day that we've seen from Batman?
I don't know where this ranks. I think that one of the great things about Lego Batman is that when you look at him in sort of within the context of the greater Batman universe, he kind of lives in his own little subsection. He's the fun Batman. He's the one that we can take a lot of risks with and get away with a lot of things that might, you know, I like the idea of right from the get-go of taking a character as iconic as Batman that everybody knows about, and we all know the rules of Batman. He's Bruce Wayne, and then he's Batman, all these kinds of things. And then you take those rules and we start to change them a little bit, kind of stretch them and bend them. And so it's hard to take the Batman experiences in the Lego movies and really, you know, set them up against the live action Batman experiences. I think that they're it's kind of apples to oranges a little bit.
Now the world is in turmoil right now. Will, how would Batman save the day?
I think that Batman would just he'd be like, "Are you kidding me? This is so dumb. What are we talking about?" And he would probably just, you know, he'd start cracking skulls. He'd be like, "No, you're out. You're out. You're out." And he would just take over.
How would Batman look in the White House? Would he take his mask off? How would it work?
Well, first of all, I think he'd change it to the Black House. That would be the first thing he'd do.
And how would he get around? Would he still use the Batmobile? Would he maybe, you know, have a cavalcade like we see at the moment, or, you know, driving down Washington DC?
I think that he would have maybe like a Batmobile version of the president's limo, I think that he'd have to, you know, because he's so used to having the Batcave, he'd have to just have a cave underneath the White House, and he'd keep the same hours. You know, he's nocturnal. That's not going to change.
So he would be able to fit it all in, because this is what was worrying me, Will. I mean, I know that we hear President Trump spends a lot of time on the golf course, but would Batman spend that time fighting crime? The logistics are puzzling me, Will, I'll be honest.
The scheduling, well, obviously there'd be a scheduling person who'd be responsible for that, look, time management is something that, don't get me started on, or do. But I think that he would manage Batman's very efficient. I don't know if you ever saw the Lego Batman movie and you see how he puts on his various costumes. I mean, everything is got its place and it's all labeled and his suits are put on in a very efficient manner. This is a guy who's operating at a top level of efficiency.
While we have Batman here, can I just ask him a few questions that only he could know the answer to?
Sure.
Batman, what did you do first thing in the morning?
Go to sleep.
You've been up all night. I like it.
Yeah.
But what do you prefer, pizza or pasta?
You're going to think this is crazy. I prefer my pasta to be just little pieces of pizza.
Would you rather be chased by a million duck-sized horses or just one horse-sized duck?
I'm going to say the one.
Just the
well,
one?
Because it's just easier to handle one. A million, they could come at you from any angle.
Now, Batman, when you're not in the Batcave, what do you do for holiday? When was the last vacation you took?
What's holiday mean?
Vacation.
What's that?
You're always working, always thinking. Can't stop yourself.
I'm always doing my deal, dude. This is what I do.
Okay, Batman. Aside from black, what's your favorite color in the world?
Off black.
I love it. Batman and Will Arnett, thank you so much for coming on Fun Kids. The new Lego movie, Lego Movie 2, is out right now, and I love it so much.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.